Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord,
and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I
desire is for you, but you must rule over it. Cain spoke to Abel, his brother, and when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" He said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" And the Lord said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. And now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it shall no longer yield to you its strength. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me today away from the ground, and from your face I shall be hidden. I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me." Then the Lord said to him, "Not so. If anyone kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him suddenly." And the Lord put a mark on Cain, lest any who found him should attack him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Even like this tax collector, I fast twice a week. be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, the one who humbles himself will be exalted. This is the gospel of the Lord.
And of all things, visible and invisible, and in one word.
mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Old Testament lesson for this Sunday, Genesis chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" He said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" And from the epistle for this Sunday, from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the 3rd through the 9th verses, "I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me." I doubt that anyone would question the fact that we live in very troubled times. It seems that wherever we look, we find terrible conflict, not only in distant lands, but also here at home. But I ask you, who can doubt that so much of this mayhem is grounded in a bottomless pit of anger and despair, and life seems to have become very cheap indeed? But none of this is new. The Old Testament lesson read on this Lord's Day shows that this has been true from the very beginning of the human story. The firstborn child of the mother of us all becomes a murderer, guilty of the terrible sin of fratricide. He kills his little brother. And when the Lord asks him, "Where is your brother Abel?" he says, "I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?" But that is not only the reply of the first murderer, but of all the offspring of Adam. For in one way or another, all of us descendants of Adam have kept on asking, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Some of us do that in a rather refined and delicate way, and some in a way just like Cain. St. John puts it so clearly, "Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." How easy it is to be consumed with hatred and bitterness. And all the mayhem we see at home and abroad is the rotten fruit of that kind of hatred and bitterness. And let me say it again, so much of this terrible mayhem is grounded in a bottomless pit of anger and despair. Despair. The medicine for that anger and despair is the joyful news that Christ is risen. And that means that everything is changed. As Christians, we know that the wages of sin is death. But we also are taught in Holy Scripture that it is in fact the specter of death which drives us to sin. For if this life is all there is, then human beings find themselves driven to get all you can while the getting's good. And that so easily and predictably leads to merciless grasping, in which the needs and wants and concerns of others are trampled on, in the worst cases, resulting in the destruction of human life. Yes, the wages of sin is death, but death also drives us to sin. And the good news is that from this bondage, the risen Lord Jesus has freed us, as we read in the words of the letter to the Hebrews. Christ has delivered those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. It was T.S. Eliot who said, "The communication of the dead is tongued with fire beyond the language of the living." The communication of the dead is tongued with fire beyond the language of the living. I love some words of the late Gregory Dix, who has been gone from us in this world now for 70 years. And this is what he had to say. "Human beings are not made to be as gods, a competing horde of rivals to the living God. We are his creatures, fallen and redeemed, his dear recovered children, who by his free love are made partakers of the divine nature. But our obedience and our salvation are not of ourselves. Even while we are mysteriously free to disobey and damn ourselves, we are dependent on him even for our dependence. We are accepted in him by the real sacrifice and acceptance of his body and blood." In the words of the familiar hymn, "Abel's blood for vengeance pleaded to the skies, but the blood of Jesus for our pardon cries." Christ our Lord is the perfect image of the invisible God. Through him we know God to be Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. No solitary being, but eternal communion, sharing in love among the three persons of the one God. God's very being is communion, sharing, love. God is one, but not solitary. And because God made us in his image, the image of the triune God, we can't shut ourselves up in splendid isolation, in effect saying, "Am I my brother's keeper?" As human beings, we are made in the image of the three-person God. That image was lost in the fall of our first parents. That image is restored in Christ. And as those who through holy baptism belong to Christ, we are called to a life of sharing, of generous sharing. this present life can be understood as a school of love, in which, however slowly, however falteringly, we are called to take our first baby steps in that sharing life which is the communion of saints here and hereafter. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us now stand and pray for the church and for the world. O Lord our God, holy and infinite, you caused the light to shine out of darkness and have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Accept now, in your endless mercy, this our sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise, and mercifully hear our request. Lord, in your mercy. Remember your whole church on earth, all pastors and ministers of your holy word and sacraments, the chaplains of the armed forces of our nation, and the missionaries of your grace at home and abroad. Lord, in your mercy. Remember also the President of the United States, the governor of this state, the Congress and our legislature, our judges and magistrates, and all those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, that justice and peace may everywhere prevail. Lord, in your mercy. Remember in your compassion all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially all persecuted Christians and all those for whom our prayers are desired. And grant wisdom and understanding to all those who seek for medicines and a vaccine for this virus. Lord, in your mercy. We also remember before you all those who have departed this life in the true faith of your holy name, and pray that we together with them may have our portion with all your saints in light. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Let us sing hymn 534.